Hello, welcome to the WDub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by three great friends today. I got Cindy Ellicott, I got Jenny Berger, and I got Casserole Callahan. It's good to see you girls. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Good.
Good. Guys, it's a good day. It's Cassandra's birthday, so it's a great day.
Yay.
She's turned 27 today, so she looks phenomenal, you know.
Yeah. So, 27.
Right? It's so far back, mm-hmm. I can't remember it anymore. Yeah, exactly. So anyways, no, and of course she's spending it with us. So we're honored she spends a little time with us. And actually I yelled at her for committing to recording today because it was her birthday. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Let's share a little bit what's good in our life. And then we got some news. And then we got a really cool game to play today, some fun. So let's go around here. So let's go with the birthday girl. Share something. What's good in your life, kiddo?
Well, I had chips and queso for dinner from our local Mexican restaurant for my birthday dinner. So that is good. But I had a really good day. Had a lot of chicken and chips. And my daughter had chicken and French fries, if you didn't hear that. Nice. So she's happy as well. So, but lots of birthday wishes and people reaching out. So it was just overall a very good day. And I'm very thankful to have such amazing people in my life. I truly am. So very blessed.
Wonderful. So, Jenny, what about you?
Well, so some of those out there in virtual land may know that several weeks ago, my youngest son fractured his elbow, and baseball is like his entire world. So the fact that he couldn't play was just a crushing blow. But we did get good news that next weekend, he's going to be able to play in one of the travel tournaments. So very exciting. It's a huge weight off of our shoulders, and he's very happy about it, which makes the rest of us happy. So
it is. It is frustrating, right? When you're sitting on the sideline, something crazy and unplanned like that, you know? So, oh my gosh. Is he going to throw? Is he going to pitch? I know he was pitching for a while. He's not going to be able to pitch then immediately, is he?
Well, actually, he's a lefty, and it was his mm-hmm. right arm. So okay. His throwing actually isn't even impacted. So,
gotcha.
It was just, you know, you had to make sure he healed, because if you didn't want him to trip and fall, if he slide home or, you know, anything like that. So
awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Cindy, how about you? What's good?
I'm getting ready to go into the city for the weekend to spend it with my daughter for Mother's Day. So I'm excited about that.
Nice. So you do have a cool plan. Yeah. I saw your plans. You have a really cool plan. So good for you. Yeah. Girls, we are going to talk about some of the news they just released today. And the thing that we're going to focus on is going to be our food news, essentially, for the day. So we don't have too many details, but we know the dining plan is coming back. Who wants to summarize what is exactly the news on the dining plan? Cindy, Cassandra, anybody want to talk about that?
Yeah, I can jump in, and then you guys can fill in where I've left off. Basically, we received news this week that the Disney dining plan will be returning for 2024. You can start booking it this year for plans in 2024. For people who are new, this hasn't been available for the last couple of years since Disney reopened after the shutdown. Previously, what it was three different tiers of dining plan that you could purchase, or particularly for myself as a Canadian, it was often offered free. If you booked a vacation package with Disney, you would often get the dining plan free, which was really a nice bonus. But and then depending on which level of resort you stayed in, if you stayed in a value or a moderate, you would get the lowest level. And if you stayed in a deluxe, you would get the mid level and that kind of thing. But so basically it covers your food. So for each person that's in the room on the reservation, you have to purchase the dining plan. You can't choose to buy it for one person. This is the way it was previously. We're just, because there's not a lot of news about what it's going to be like coming, going forward in 2024. But you had to purchase it for everybody that was in the room. And for each person, the basic level gave you basically one sit-down meal and snacks. The mid-level gave you a little bit more, and then you ended up getting two quick service sit-down meal and two snacks a day. And then there was the deluxe dining plan where you had two meals a day, and they both included appetizer and dessert, and of course your one alcoholic beverage was included with that and stuff. So if you were going to Disney as a foodie and you wanted to go to some of these nicer restaurants like Geco or California Grill was a big one at that time, and things like that, these dining plan credits were really helpful. You could really get your money's worth on the plan. Prior to Disney closing, the levels were $55, $78, $97, and $128 for adults, I believe, a day. And but we all know what Disney, it doesn't take you long to rack up $70 for food in a day or in a meal if you go to a nice sit-down restaurant. It didn't include the tips, so gratuities were above that. You paid that yourself, but it was kind of nice to just have that loaded on your Magic Band and go for your meal and scan your Magic Band, and then there was just the 20% gratuity and that was it. So it did encourage, I know it encouraged us to eat more. That was kind of the way it was, like we did go for fancier meals than we would have if we were just paying every time out of pocket.
And for those who didn't receive the dining plan free, in a sense, it was prepaying for your meals. And when we took our first trip in 2016, we did have the Disney dining plan, and we upgraded from the quick service to the overall general one, where it was one table service, one quick service. But where it made sense for us is if you're doing a lot of character dining meals, because those are so expensive. We always got our money's worth out of the Disney dining plan. But if you're going to less expensive sit down meals, it may not benefit you to get the Disney dining plan. So you kind of have to weigh out whether it's going to be worth it for your family or not.
Yeah, and especially if you, depending on your diet, if you're a vegetarian or, you know, you didn't eat a lot of the higher priced steaks and, you know, seafood and stuff like that, you were going for simple meals, it probably would not pay for you to buy it, because those meals are, you know, $22, $25, right? You know, you wouldn't get your money's back on that. Right. But if you're liking to go to Le Cellier for the filet, and, you know, that's $55. Well, that meal, you know, I remember Brittany and I using it for one meal, and it was kind of a fluke that restaurant wasn't, because the signature ones required two table service credits for the more expensive meals, and this one didn't. And our meal would have been like $110 each, and with what we got, and we were able to use one credit on it. So every once in a while you could really maximize the value of it, but it was just really convenient to have that ahead
of time. Have it prepaid.
You didn't have to buy as many gift cards before you went down, and you kind of knew what your budget was, that it was already taken care of. So
I agree.
And you know, even prior to the shutdown being DVC, we would get the dining plan. Like, you know, typically it was sold as part of a vacation package, but for Disney Vacation Club members, you could call member services and add it on to your, you know, points reservation. I have not seen anything yet from Disney saying they're going to bring that benefit back to members
I think it was included in the little footnotes that
was it?
We will be able to add it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Okay, good. Yeah. I hadn't seen that, but it's just so convenient, you know, like everybody said, if you pick restaurants that are actually going to, you know, put a dent in your wallet, it's nice to prepay. get one thing out of the way.
Well, it avoided me being the dad and being like, nope, we can split that pretzel, you know. But, you know, truth of the matter is, I've never actually had the dining plan. We've always wanted to get it. But like Cindy mentioned, you know, the way that we eat, we're vegetarians, at least me and Lisa are. It was like, oh, man, I'd have to, I don't know if I could even actually get to the $55 mark, you know. But that's going to parlay into two stories. The first is actually deals with this topic. And then I'm going to save a second story for post show. So stay tuned with us. It's about a travel fiasco. And I just wanted to say it because it also involves food. This whole show is going to involve food in some manner or other. But recently I was down in Florida for a quick 2-day stay. I had something I had to get done in Lakeland. And I joined Scott and Shannon for a dinner. And we decided that we were going to have dinner at Big River Grill. Have you guys eaten at Big River Grill? Jenny, Cassandra.
We've eaten with Scott and Shannon there, actually.
It's one of their favorites.
I believe.
There, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really good. And it's like one of the more affordable options. It's funny because you can't actually link a reservation through the My Disney Experience. You have to go to like Open Table to make your reservation for mm-hmm. them. So, but it's a really good option. So I had mahi-mahi tacos, and they give you 4 fish tacos with rice. And it was like $22, but like they also accept the annual pass or DBC. So it was like 10%. So it was like $20. When you're thinking like, okay, how much does Mahi Mahi tacos cost me somewhere else? It's like $15-$20 anywhere else you're going to go anyway. So it was really affordable. But here's a story. So like on that day, I didn't get many steps in. And you girls know, I love to walk. It like helps like regulate everything in my life. I need to get a couple miles in every day. So I was like, I'm going to get there a little early and I'm going to walk around Crescent Lake. Oh, by the way, so I pull into the boardwalk like 2 hours early and I tell the security officer, I have my phone app ready. I show him the reservation, my ID. I got everything all set. He couldn't have been less interested in seeing my information. Like he didn't even listen to the story. He was like, pull up, go to the right, go over there. It was like, so I guess it all depends on who you get for the security.
It really does. Yep.
Right? It's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm here 2 hours early. I'm going to walk around Crescent Lake. I'm going to take a full out Skyliner tour. And then I'm going to walk all the way from the studios back. I'm going to get like a mile and a half of steps in at like the best location ever and go for a great sightseeing tour, right? So I get the idea as I go around the bridge and then I go around the yacht club. I'm going to go to Hurricane Hannah's. I'm going to get me just a nice drink and enjoy it. And here I am. Here's like the cheap guy in me, right? I go to Hurricane Hannah's, which is at Yacht Club and Beach Club. It's the pool bar. And I look at the menu. And I see the price of the menu and I almost choked at the price. I guess maybe I'm just not a drinker. I literally almost choked at the price of things. So that's when inspiration hit. I've got a game today and the game is going to be essentially we're going to play a version of like the entry game for Price is Right. I've got 7 or so locations here with a few items from each location. And then courtesy of Debbie Allen from DBC-Rental, I've got some prices of things for the Wilderness Lodge Mercantile. So all the prices that you would spend if you were going to go buy groceries, whatnot, these are the things you would pay. So in a way, it kind of deals with a Disney dining plan because some of the items might be considered snacks and whatnot. But I figure what we would do is we go around the horn here and let's just say I had like a hot dog at the All-Star Sports. What would that cost? Cassandra might say $5. Jenny might say a penny and Cindy might say $10. And we're going to go with who's closest. Keeping track of all this is going to be a little difficult, but we're going to do the best we can. So you guys up for that challenge?
I'm ready.
Sure. Ready. Wait, do I need to get a pen? Like, do we have to write anything down?
No, okay. No. I'm going to record everything. And by the way, $12.50 for a draft at Hurricane Hannah's. I ain't paying $12.50 for a draft at Hurricane Hannah's. All right. I am sorry. You know,
Can I say, everybody in Edcot knows that I'm not really, I just don't have a taste for alcohol. And so last time we were at Boardwalk and they had the margarita stand open, I was like, I'm going to get me a frozen margarita and I'm going to see what all this fuss is all about. It was $15. I took one sip and I was like, it went straight in the trash.
Right.
Oh, no. Right.
$15 plus you got a
tip. $15.
You know?
And a tip. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you're going to all laugh, but I figured this would be a auditory tour and a gastronomic tour around Walt Disney World at a few locations. So here we go. Here's location number 1, the aforementioned Hurricane Hannah's. Okay. So you could either get, it's the same price, you could get the Sunshine Margarita or the Bourbon Breeze. All right. So we're going to go first. Cindy, what would the Sunshine Margarita cost you? It's the same price for either one. You go first with the price.
$14.
$14. Jenny?
$18.
$18. $20. Cassandra?
I'm going $1.
Okay. Well, in this case, it'd be Jenny. No, I'm sorry. It'd be Cindy. It's $16.50 for that mixed drink. Plus your tip. So you're looking at $20 for that drink. So maybe I'm just out of touch, but I'm like, me and Lisa walking around enjoying the sunset, $40 for two drinks. Like, the cheap guy in me comes out and the brain is going, no, no. So we're going to mark it down as Cindy.
For now. Don't try drinking around the world in Epcot, Chris. You'll never make it.
Well, I probably couldn't anyways, because I'm a lightweight. I fully admit that. I enjoy beer, but like, let's be reasonable, folks. No one needs to see that. All right. We're at Pop Century. Okay. We're at the Pop Century. I don't know if it's the food court or it's the location. So how much would a grape cup? It's called grape cup. So I'm assuming grapes in a plastic cup with a lid. How much does grape cup cost you? We'll go with Jenny first.
$5.49.
Okay. Cassandra?
$4.50.
Okay. Cindy?
$6.50.
Okay, we're going to go with Jenny. It's $5.69 for a cup of grapes. Oh, wow, is right. So
we've purchased it before. I've purchased it before, Audrey. So no. I was trying to remember.
That's what I was doing. I was like, yep. How much was I paying for that?
Yeah.
All right. We're still at Pop Century because the Pop Goes Banana Cupcake sounds really good. Of course, I didn't write any of the descriptions down because I was doing this quick shorthand, but the Pop Goes Banana Cupcake. Cassandra, what is that going to cost me?
$5.99.
Okay. Cindy?
$6.50.
Jenny?
I was going to go with $6.50, so I'll go with $6.49.
You all are over. It's $5.79. So, and then as I traced it, most of the cupcakes that weren't the 50th or the 100th special, they were all about the same price. So they could jazz it up however they want, but it was all about the same price. Though I did see that the 50th anniversary cupcake, it was like $7.99 or something crazy like that. And I was like, oh man, I got three kids, it's $24. Quick kids, let's buy a package of brownies. You know, we're good. So, all right. So nobody got that one. How about we visit the Beach Club Marketplace? Okay. So that's the catch-all, all-in-one, like the artist palette. Got shirts, got food, got coffee, got diapers, suntan lotion, anything you want. How about we buy three mandarins? What does three cuties cost nowadays at the Beach Club Marketplace? Let's go with Cindy first.
$4.50.
Okay. Jenny?
$6.
Three mandarins. Oh my gosh, I want to shoot myself. Cassandra.
What did Cindy say?
Cindy said $4.50, right, Cindy?
$4.50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going $5.
You're all over again.
Oh.
It's $4.19. I'm trying to think to myself when I go to my neighborhood grocery store and I buy the 5-pound bag.
You get a bag.
So
yeah.
My arms get short quickly. I think we've established that. I'm already frugal. So we're going to say nobody here again for that one. But let's say we want to celebrate. All right. We want to get a cake that feeds 4 to 6 people. This is the Mickey Mouse dark chocolate celebration cake with white and dark chocolate and mousse. What would that monstrosity, what would that A1C crusher cost us? Let's go with Jenny. What do you got?
$39.
Oh my gosh, Jenny. Oh my gosh. Cassandra, what? You guys are all grinning like the Cheshire Cat. Why is this? Cassandra, what is?
$38.99.
I'm giving it away so fast. Cindy, what is
it? I'm going to say $24.
It is in fact $39. You must have ordered this, wow. Jenny. Did you order this?
I did. I ordered it back in June. We had, remember Cece? We had it delivered. Mm-hmm. She had
and some. And I ordered it for Parker's birthday at Topolino's as well.
Yeah.
And I know that you can buy it separately. But to be fair, if Jenny hadn't said 39, I probably would have said 29.99 because I wouldn't have been able to remember. So
does it really feed 4 to 6 guys? Are they telling us the truth here? Yeah.
I mean, granted,
I didn't really care for it though. I'll be honest.
I thought it was fine. It's like a mousse. It's kind of like a mousse cake.
Okay. Hang on. You just said $39 and you said you didn't care for it. And you said it was fine. Those are not resounding positive reviews for a $39 cake. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. Right.
Well, if you need a picture, we have pictures we can share with you.
Pictures. Right. Yeah. Like, so I ordered it for Sean's birthday and he seemed to love it. So that's all that mattered.
Okay. How about we go to the Mara and we get a couple things at the Mara. How about we try to go and clean this up and get the Mara salad, which is a plant-based salad. What would that cost you? All right. Plant-based, again, like the world's gotten on the plant-based bandwagon now. So every location's got something. Of course, I did see one of the locations offered fruit salad as a plant-based option and be like, come on, you mean you don't have the non-meat fruit salad? I was a little disappointed. Cassandra, what does the Mara salad cost?
$11.29.
Cindy.
I was going to say $12.95.
Okay. Jenny.
$13.50.
This validates Cindy's comment. $7.99. Doesn't seem too bad, does it?
No. That's so, really good.
There you go. That's why the vegetarian has a hard time with that Disney dining plan, because you just got yourself an option. Maybe you got yourself an order of fries or whatnot, but you know, you're not going to get there. You might be better off out of pocket right there. But let's say you still wanted to be healthy and add a little protein. How about the grilled chicken Caesar salad? What should that cost you? Let's go. Who was last? I apologize, girls. I've lost count at this point. Let's go with Cassandra. Grilled chicken Caesar salad. What does that cost?
As I was way over before, I'm going to go $9.59.
Okay. Cindy.
$13.95.
Okay. Jenny.
Is this an entree size or is it a side salad?
These are questions I cannot answer.
I feel like $7.99 was.
I know. Really well, deep. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
So like, I need to know how big that salad is. But all right. So I'm going to assume it's entree.
Get a girl.
And I'm going to go with $14.50.
Cindy and Jenny were way over Cassandra. It was $10.99.
Okay.
So if that is an entree size, that's pretty reasonable considering it has to be at least half a chicken breast, right? That seems pretty reasonable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there are things that are so out of skew, but there are things that are so spot on, I wouldn't be disappointed paying that price. So
that, and I think us three ladies are just used to overpaying for food at Disney that we just throw out the numbers.
Yep.
You know.
You know what, guys? It is. It's the truth. When you go down to Disney, if you went to the airport and you looked at the airport and you're like, you know, I need to get a cheeseburger on the way home. And it was like $14.99. You'd be like, you're not getting a cheeseburger. You go to Walt Disney World and you're like, oh, $14.99. That seems reasonable to me. All of a sudden, the veil of like confusion descends. And there you go.
Yep.
All right.
But even locally, I don't know what you guys have found lately, but I eat out all the time for work because I'm always traveling. Plus part of my job is to take supervisors and managers for lunch every day. And there isn't a lunch that you can get anymore that's not $17 here.
It's true.
So
it is. It really is. Locally,
a burger, you know, like you're getting a Denver sandwich or a Western sandwich with some fries and it's $17.95. A grilled cheese sandwich is $15.95 with, you know, some fries or onion rings. Yeah. So
for us to, as a family of four, to eat at McDonald's now, just to go through drive through is $40. Easy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easy. So,
I agree. The world's gotten wacky as far as pricing on food goes, but you're going to see later on the Mercantile, there are some things that just throw you back, and there are things that are head scratches. You're like, dang, that's almost the cost of the grocery store. So the pricing's a little inconsistent. But let's take you back to get you guys some booze over at the Boardwalk. Let's go to the Leaping Horse Libations. That's the pool bar over there, and we're gonna get you guys a Frankfurter pretzel dog. How much is a Frankfurter pretzel dog? What does that cost you? Let's go with Jenny.
$8.
Okay. Cassandra?
I'm going 7.25.
Okay. Cindy.
8.50.
It's going to be Cindy. It's $9.49 for the Frankfurter pretzel dog. Okay. And what if you wanted to get a tilt-a-whirl with that? And what is a tilt-a-whirl? It's probably a bad decision, but it is, in fact, vodka, lemonade, and Chambord. So I don't know if those two things go together as you're eating and strolling, but let's say you want to get the tilt-a-whirl. And if it's called that, I can assure you it's probably not a good decision. What would that drink cost you? Cindy, what would it cost you?
I'm going to say $14.
Okay, Jenny?
I would have gone with 14 also, but I'll go with 13.50.
You could go 14.01. Have you not watched The Price is Right? You could just enter.
I underbid her by a penny on something else.
Okay, Cassandra.
I will go 14.75.
Okay, you should have won 14.01, Jenny. It's $14.50. So there you go.
Oh, I should have.
You should have. Okay.
Can I just say that just sounds like a horrible drink? It just does not sound good at all.
So
I don't know. I thought it sounded, you know, vodka, lemonade. I can do that. What is Shambora?
Raspberry liqueur.
Oh, you lost me there.
It's a raspberry flavored, like, kind of, it's like port or heavy.
Just give me lemonade and vodka.
Okay. It's the title that loses it for me. You can't call it tilt-a-whirl, right? You can't call it something that makes you dizzy and sick in the first place. I mean, you just can't do it, right? Wow. All right. Let's take you to Roaring Forks over at Wilderness Lodge, and then we're going to take you to the Mercantile, okay? So let's go with Roaring Forks, the last place. We got a few different options here. How about we go with the Asian-style tofu salad? Plant-based. Remember, we're trying to eat good here. What is that going to cost you? Let's go with Cindy first.
$17.50.
Okay. Jenny?
$14.95.
Okay. Cassandra?
I was going to go $7.99.
Cassandra, that would have won you. So would a dollar. It's $12.99. So the plant-based options seem to be more affordable. You know, I guess that deals with the protein, but this has tofu, so it's a protein source. But let's say, honestly, you're like, okay, I need that, but I need some yin and yang in my life. I need to order of French fries. What is a side order of French fries going to run you? Jenny?
$4.50.
Okay. Cassandra?
$4.99.
Okay. Cindy?
$5.
None. You're all overbid. Jenny, it was $4.49. You overbid. You overbid by a penny. So, all right. How about the Bear Moose Cake? All right. So it looks like a cupcake, but it's got moose in it. What would the Bear Moose Cupcake cost you there? Let's go with Cassandra.
$4.29.
Okay. Cindy?
$5.25.
Okay. Jenny?
$5.99.
It's $7.99. So I think Jenny was the winner there. I threw you a red herring, right? I told you they were all about the same price.
I know.
And then I sent you away.
What the heck, Malik?
Gotcha. But I did see this. And even though I haven't had bacon in, probably 18 years, true story, I did see this. And this sounded good to me. Tell me if this sounds good. This is the walnut bacon bundt cake with maple glaze, cream cheese icing, and bacon bits. I don't know, man. That sounds like it works for me, even though I haven't had it in 18 years. No, I see a lot of frowns here.
Cindy, that sounds good to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that some people love to mix that sweet and salty. That's not my jam, but not my jam. But
all right. Well, what would this cost us, right, Cindy? What was this? Give me a price for the walnut bacon bundt cake.
$5.49.
Jenny?
$4.50.
And Cassandra?
$1.
Okay, it's $6.29. So we're going to go with Cindy just by proxy. She went with the 549. Now, I'm a fan of the sweet and salty combo on food. So, but I know some people love it, some people hate it. So I'm guessing you're not a sweet and salty combination person, Jenny?
Actually, I am, but I'm not a big fan of walnuts. That one. Right. Okay.
Oh, I love. Yeah. I like sweet and salty, like with the cheddar. You know, what do y'all have there in Chicago?
Chicago
that
mix.
Popcorn? That popcorn?
Chicago mix. A lot of crime. I mean, yeah, the Chicago mix is exactly right.
I love that. But like bacon, I just don't want bacon on my dessert. That's it. I just don't want bacon on my dessert. And I love bacon.
And that's
I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
That chocolate covered bacon now in the Poly Lobby. Oh,
we got it. Yeah. I don't know.
Candied bacon maple muffins. Oh.
No.
All right. Let's fire off a few quick ones here. We got the Wilderness Lodge Mercantile. And there were some that I looked at in the pictures and I was like, this is just wonky. And there were some that I really thought was a good value. So let's pick up a 6-pack of Bud Light. What would a 6-pack of Bud Light, 12-ounce cans, Cindy, what would that cost me?
$12.
Okay.
Canadian alcohol is 3 times the price of American. So I'm just going by, like, divide that by 3.
Okay. Jenny, what would this cost me?
I'm going to go with $20.
Okay. And Cassandra?
I'm going $12.99.
Okay, well, that's a good pick because it's in the middle and it does qualify. So I'm right, CA, $17. $17 for the 6-pack of 12 ounce. So just to give an estimation, so Publix, when I was down there, had a case of 24 and it was $14.99. So if you're buying beer from the Mercantile, oh my gosh.
You're desperate. Maybe not desperate, but you just need a fix.
So I noticed in the case, the alcohol case with the bottles, there were no prices. And I thought, how could you compare prices? And I thought, you know, if you're buying that bottle, I think pretty much the price is irrelevant to you. You just pointed and said that I need that. So no judgment on you. If you're on vacation, I get it, but I am going to judge this. Talk about bad decisions. All right. You ever hear Once Upon a Vine, the wine at the Mercantile, they have this wine brand, right? Once Upon a Vine. How about the Once Upon a Vine bubbly, and the title is called The Enchanted Wood. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm not going to say any more. We're just going to leave it just like that. What would a bottle of The Enchanted Wood Once Upon a Vine bubbly cost you? All right. What are you laughing at? I'm just going with what the title says. I'm just reading. What would that bottle cost? Priceless. What would that bottle cost you? Let's go with Cassandra.
Oh, geez. $49.99.
Oh, my goodness. That's expensive.
No.
Cindy.
I'm going to say $19.
Okay. And Jenny?
I'll go with $30.
Cindy, $19 on the spot. Cindy, I got questions for you, young lady.
Oh, there's the Enchanted Wood.
There's questions coming for you.
Hey, you don't stay married for 40 years if
and she knows the price. Spot on.
Who doesn't love an enchanted wood?
Right? There you go. That's what I'm saying. Who designed that name? Who wrote that name down and said, this is good? This is good. Let's sell it. All right. How about a 12-ounce Corona bottle? A glass bottle Corona beer. What would that cost me, Jenny?
$11.
Okay. Cassandra, I know you have a. This is not all about alcohol. I promise, folks.
Clearly, I promise. I'm thinking $8.99.
Okay, and Cindy,
$7.50.
Okay, it's $8.50, which is really high as well, too. That's really expensive for a bottle of beer. But again, you're on vacation, so let's just leave it like that. I got a few more beers, but really, I want to skip the beers. What I want to do is I want to hit you up with that. You ever see that little glass Copa Chardonnay? Chardonnay with the cover. It's like a plastic cover. So you can get wine in. I want one glass of wine. You can buy it from their refrigerated section. What would that one glass of wine? You don't want the bottle. You don't want Enchanted Wood. You want just one cup of wine, one glass of wine. What would the one glass cost you? Cindy.
$8.
Jenny?
$9.99.
And Cassandra?
$10.50.
$9.99 is pretty close because that's going to cost you $10. So Jenny got it by 1 cent there. Nice. I'm not a wine drinker. So Jenny, wine drinker? Yes, no, kind of.
I do enjoy wine, but I can't say I've ever actually purchased that particular wine.
Gotcha. Cindy, wine drinker? Not really. Yes, no.
Yeah. Okay. I like wine, but I'm also frugal, so I would have picked it up at Walmart and brought it back to my room and had it there. I would not be buying it at the convenience store.
Well, I think we've already established if you're going down there to buy alcohol of any kind at this point, I think there's a piece of information you need to know. It's called Vacation Grocery Delivery. It's Jessica and Landon Subbers. Yeah. Place your order with them, and they're going to deliver your alcohol to your room. And so actually, you know what, because I know them, they only charge the Publix price. So whatever Publix has, if it's a Publix, even if it's a buy one, get one free, you get that. You just pay the delivery fee. Yeah. So literally do that for your alcohol. I think we've established that at this
point. I was going to say, ask us again after July at the end of a park day, touring with, 40 people and a bunch of kids.
How many bottles of wine did we go through?
Right.
Yeah. Give me all the beer and all the enchanted wood you have.
Yes.
At this point.
All right. Murray's a big guy. He can carry us back to the rooms, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Here comes some value. These are ones that made my eyebrow raise, and that almost leads you to think it's a good price. Mm-hmm. How about a Tombstone pizza, right? It's the end of the day. You just wanted to relax in your room. What would a whole Tombstone pizza? It's probably a 12-inch pizza. What would that cost you? Let's go with Jenny.
$7.99.
Cassandra.
$6.89.
And Cindy.
$8.
You all were over. $5.79.
Wow.
That's a pretty reasonable price for a whole Tombstone pizza. But let's say you don't want the whole thing, right? You don't want to be a glutton. Let's say you want the DiGiorno personal size pizza. What would that cost you, Cindy, for the DiGiorno personal size pizza? And by the way, I'm a big fan of DiGiorno pizza. They have like the best sauce as far as frozen pizza, at least in my mind. So even though I'm from Chicago, as far as frozen goes, DiGiorno is what we usually cook out there. So Cindy, what would it cost?
$3.75.
Jenny?
I'm going to go with $7.99 again because I feel like it's a higher brand than Tombstone.
Okay. And Cassandra?
$1.
Oh my. Cindy, you're closest. It's $4.19. That's pretty reasonable if like you're late and like you're coming home and the kids want to have something, pop in a few of those DiGiorno's in the oven if you're staying in a DVC resort. It's like, that's pretty reasonable, right?
But how about a like dozen a dollar eight? More? You get a whole pizza.
Well, but it's a different quality. DiGiorno and Tombstone different is
quality.
Different.
That's why I went up on a personal because it is better quality.
Tombstone is what you have when you're a broke college kid. You know, DiGiorno is you got a little bit of money. So there you go. How about a dozen eggs? What would a dozen eggs run you? Eggland's Best eggs. Remember, the market for eggs has been all over the map. It's been more expensive than gold recently. So what would a dozen eggs at a Disney Mercantile cost you? Let's go with Cindy.
$5.50.
Okay. Jenny?
$4.50.
Okay. And we're all over the map there. Cassandra?
She took mine. I will go... $5.
Oh, you're gonna wish you said $4.51 because it's $4.99. Now let's think about that. I think Jewel, I bought my dozen last week and it was like $3.99 at Jewel, and it was like Jewel was like our local grocery store.
Yeah.
They weren't special at all. So that doesn't seem to be too far out of whack as far as the pricing goes there.
Can I just say that eggs on sale here are about $6.50 a dozen?
Whoa!
Oh my gosh, you'd save. Oh. You'd save. Yeah. Stock.
Is that because it's like so cold? Like you have to import. Like, do you actually have chickens up there?
Yeah, pretty much. Most farmers grow their own, so I think that's why like the produce or the eggs at the grocery store are expensive. But even like our farm neighbor. We get 18, but it's $10, $10.25 for an 18. pack.
Oh my goodness.
I think our Walmart, because I buy Great Value eggs, I think they went back down actually to like $2.59 or $2.99. So I was so thankful to see that, because it went up to what, almost $6 at some point.
Yeah. And yeah. I eat a lot of eggs. Like I love eggs. So
yeah.
Our local store brand is under $3 again.
Yeah.
I'm going to start transporting eggs across the border.
Right.
Kinder eggs, please. I'll
borrow Chris's van and I'll come down to the States with Kinder eggs and I'll come back with 80s eggs.
Yes.
Jenny, deal. They have Canadian chickens. They're just like super polite and respectful because like all Canadians.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they have chickens, but you know, when it's like -0 in like July, you know, I don't know if chickens.
They're super brawny. They walk around. Yeah. They're all rough.
I guess y'all have heated chicken coops is what I can assume.
Well, no? Usually, I mean, farm politics, but
yeah,
some people heat their chicken coops, but for the most part, if you know what you're doing as a farmer, you insulate the chicken coop. Good. You leave vents for the moisture to get out, so that they're not sitting in a wet bath kind of thing.
Right.
And then you put the appropriate number of chickens into the coop and straw on the ground and stuff. And
yeah,
is really dangerous because the hay dust catches on fire and you end up losing the whole chicken coop and all your chickens. It happens quite often. So
yeah. Wow.
So maybe that's why it's so pricey, because of how much effort goes into keeping it comfortable.
Yeah. I think it
Alex, is like, off the rails.
We're way off the rails.
I'm fascinated by the Canadian chicken, Chris.
From Canadian chicken practices. All right, fine. The eggs are cheap. How about the bacon? What is the bacon going to cost you? Oscar Mayer, and from what I can tell from the picture, it's a 1-pound package of bacon. What should that run you nowadays? Let's go with Jenny.
$7.99.
Cassandra.
$5.99.
And Cindy?
$8.
All right. So I'm hoping it's a 1-pound package and I didn't mislead you, because there'd be no reason to have a 2-pound package of bacon. But they're like, hey, eggs are cheap. You want the bacon? $14.99. Pay up.
Woo.
So $14.99 for everyone's eyeballs just got big on the screen. Like, I can't believe that. $14.99. But you also want to get some waffles. So how much does the 10-pack of waffles? They're 11's waffles, essentially. What would that cost you? Let's go with Cassandra.
A 12-pack of waffles?
10. 10-pack.
10-pack of waffles. Okay. $4.49.
Cindy?
$2.89.
And Jenny?
$6.50.
$4.79. That's not too bad. So the eggs and the waffles, cheap. The bacon, through the roof, through the planet, you know, right there. So that's going to be a Cassandra. Keeping tally of this is going to be a nightmare. We're just going to declare a draw. I just want you guys to know that.
So what you're saying is we're having eggs and waffles for breakfast.
Pretty much. Eggs and waffle. And DiGiorno pizza.
Right. And salad for lunch.
Yeah. Right? All right. I got one last one for you guys. I got a few more, but I got one last one. Here, I'll just mention these. 1/2 gallon of skim milk, $3.49.
Yeah.
That's pretty reasonable.
That's for what milk. I found. We've bought milk before from the market, you know, wherever we were. And I was kind of surprised. I think it's when Audrey was one and we were staying at the Contemporary. Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised that, hey, this is actually not so bad, you know.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
12 slices of Kraft Singles, $4.29. Not too bad, right? That seems pretty reasonable for some cheese. You know, it's $3 any store you go to. But here's the one that really got in my craw when I was down with Beatrice. How about a Mickey premium ice cream bar? Not even special, not even in a magical ice cream cart, just simply in a cooler section in some store. What does that Mickey premium ice cream bar cost you, Cindy?
$4.
Jenny?
$3.50.
And Cassandra?
$5.
$5.99.
I was going to say $5.99, but I didn't want to shoot myself in the foot.
I'll be dang it if I give you $5.99. Yes. Give me it in a cart and have a cast member. Mm-hmm. Right? Good heavens to Betsy. Pepperoni Hot Pocket, $1.99. That seems like a reasonable value. Pepperoni Hot Pocket, you know? So That was just about it. I wanted to go and get some prices because with the dining plan coming back, I felt like it was worth revisiting some of the stuff. And it's always cool to talk about what their options are right now. And heck, this qualifies as trip prep. Know that if you are running for a late or you have a long vacation stay, you can shop at these locations. Every place has got one. It's the Thimbles and Threads at the Boardwalk, and it's the Beach Club Marketplace. They all have emergency items. But if you're stocking up, our tip would be, you need to do grocery shopping. So you have options. You got Amazon, and you've got, you know, other grocery delivery services. You know, we are friends with Jessica and Landon. They help with the DCA, and they have vacation grocery delivery. And so they just charge you a delivery fee, and then you pay the store, whatever the store price is, you pay it. So there's no markup. So I would recommend that as well.
Yeah, we used them, and they were awesome, and yeah, they got good deals on stuff. They would call and say, hey, these ones are on for this price, and do you care if it's this one? And so, I mean, they were on the phone with us right while they were doing the shopping. And
cool.
Yep.
Outstanding. Yep. All right, guys, I think that's what we have for the show. And again, if before we sign off, if you hang out, I want to tell a quick story, and then I'm gonna let you girls go and enjoy your evenings, please. But if you have any questions, you know, I also found Yelp is a good place for pictures. If you don't have a friend down there right now and you need pictures of like the stores, Yelp is a community of reviewers and whatnot. They'll have prices in some of the pictures. You just zoom in and you can figure out what things cost. But just know that the prices at the store, some things are reasonable and some things are not. So if you could figure out what is and what isn't beforehand, it helps eliminate some of those costs. So for my friend Cindy, for Jenny, and for Cassandra, I'd like to thank you. We want to wish you a good day.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
All right, here's my story. So on the way down to Lakeland, I get two really, well, I guess you should say this. On the trip to Lakeland, I have really two good airfare prices. United down, and then Spirit coming back. I book them through Expedia, right? United is direct into Tampa, and Spirit is Tampa to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to Chicago. But I'm like, I'm an experienced traveler. I'm traveling by myself. I'm nimble. I'm quick. I can do these things. But one of the coolest things about traveling now with this place is I have socks, shorts, shirts. So I literally import weird stuff down to, like I told you girls, I was bringing down pin bags and pins and lanyards and like all this weird stuff that like are souvenirs that I wanted to bring down to Lakeland. I had no clothes. I had nothing in the bag. So my goal on the way back was I was going to go and bring souvenirs home. I was going to bring things like t-shirts or cups or mugs or stuff back for the kids, right? So I've got this direct trip down, easy as pie, no problems. And I got this little layover, but Expedia recommended it. So I'm trusting in Expedia to have the right information at hand. The flight leaves like at 11 in the morning, Tampa, and it lands in Atlanta. And then there's like a 32-minute layover until the flight leaves. And I'm like, okay, logistically, I booked this. It's cheap. Why would Expedia steer me wrong? So I go and I realize, I'm like, oh, crap, I've never flown to Atlanta. But if you've ever flown to Atlanta, you're listening, Atlanta's the country's biggest airport, all right? Yeah. It is the United States' biggest airport. And the way it's situated is like ribs. So it's like a giant rib, and you have terminal, 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 terminal. And there's like an underground central, like,
train hallway
to get to each little rib of the. So if you're landing in terminal, for example, if you're arriving
30 minutes in Atlanta.
Oh no, I didn't. And I'll tell you why. I arrived in terminal E and I had to get to terminal D. So in my feeble mind, I'm like, they're right next door. How hard can this be? And I got 30 minutes. And then I go and talk to like the flight attendant. I'm like, I'm a little concerned. And she's like, yeah, you don't have 30 minutes because we closed the doors like 15 minutes before departure. I'm like, holy crap, I got 15 minutes. I hope the plane's not delayed. I look at my ticket and it's okay because I'm in seat freaking like 32E. And you know, when the plane lands, what happens to people? Everybody stands up. I'm not getting off the freaking plane. So now I got Spirit telling me, well, You could upgrade to the great big seat for the extra $60. So now I'm being strong-armed to upgrade into the chair. But I'm also panicked now. I'm like, oh crap, because like there's not another flight out until like 9 o'clock that evening. I'll be in Atlanta's airport forever. So I upgrade to the big comfy chair for $60 more. Here's the funny part. So I got my bag and she looks at my bag and she's like, do you want to check the bag? And it's just a carry-on. It's a backpack, right? It's not a carry-on. I'm sorry. It's a personal bag. And here's what it's filled with. It's filled with carbs. By carbs, I mean, I have cookies from Publix. I have rye bread and Italian bread from Publix. I have 13 bagels from a place called Uncle Nick's Bagels in Lakeland that I want to bring home. I've got 3 Wawa pretzels. I have... it's all grain products and bread, and it's all like 100 pounds. I'm not exaggerating. It's like 30 pounds. And the backpack, I can't even zipper the damn thing. I'm trying to get this thing zippered, and it's like I can't even zipper it without the backpack. And she looking at me, and she was going to have me put the bag in like the thing to like decide if it was oversized. So I was like kind of like squeezing the bag down so it would fit. No baggage upcharge, but she hoodwinks me into getting that extra big comfy seat. So she's like, we should be there okay, but this way you're off the plane first. So when I fly, I'm like the last person in America. Mm-hmm. I still wear a mask when I fly. I'm not afraid of COVID, but you know, on a plane, you are literally sitting in somebody's lap. And I'm there for like 2.5 hours. And if this guy's coughing, wheezing, hacking, whatever, I got to literally breathe this guy's air for 3 hours. I don't know anything about this dude. So I got a mask on. So I board the plane. I'm nervous because I still, even with seat A1, I got to get off this plane. I don't know how far the terminals are, but I know I'm in for a challenge, right? We actually land early, and then the plane sits on the tarmac. It doesn't roll into the gate. And they're like, oh, we seem to be having more. I'm like clammy, and I'm like nervous because I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to miss my flight, and they got me for $60. I'm crabby about this, right? So we pull into the terminal, and it's like 11 minutes to go, and it's a scene from Home Alone. I'm hightailing through the airport, but I don't remember to pull my mask off. So I've got my mask on, this big bag of grain and food products on my back, and I got a sweatshirt. And I'm hightailing through the airport. And then you go to the middle aisle, you go down the steps, and there's a train right there. And I'm like, all right, good, a train. So I board the train, and the guys look at me. And I'm like, which way is it going? Is it going to Terminal D or Terminal F? Or where? And they're like, it's not going anywhere. It hasn't moved in 30 minutes. I'm like, oh crap. So I onboard the train and now I'm hightailing. Bear in mind, I had to go down an escalator to get down, which means I have to go up an escalator to get back up into the terminal.
He's fine. We're not recording.
I'm sweaty and I'm like gasping for breath because I got my mask on. I haven't taken it down. And this stupid backpack of bread is driving me bananas at this point. I get up there and I literally board, and I swear I might have been one of the last 3 people to board this. And it was all self-inflicted gunshots. Me bringing back every freaking bread that I can get my hand on, my mask on, my sweatshirt on. Atlanta, for goodness sakes, who designed that thing to be like that? It was like a mile from Terminal E. It shouldn't have been that way. And it was me that did it. I'm going to send you a picture of what I brought home. As I started pulling back like the souvenirs for the kids, it was like a comedy of errors of all this grain that I pulled out of my bag. I was like King Carb as I pulled it out. It was just a ridiculous. So here's what I've learned. If you book a flight, book nonstop, right? Or direct or whatever they want to call it. But there should not be any layovers. And if there is a layover, you need a good hour in between. If you go and you trust Expedia is going to have your back, they don't have your back. They don't care. They're going to book the flight on top of each other because logistically it worked out in their timing system. Every plane closes their doors prior to takeoff. They don't close it 30 seconds prior. It's 15 minutes. So you need a good hour and then do a little bit of like advanced scouting to figure out like where the airport is and the terminal locations. But I did. And they said, oh, you need 6 minutes walk from Terminal E to Terminal D in Atlanta. And I'm here to tell you, as your buddy Chris, that is bull. That is not a 6-minute walk. I am not that old or that out of shape. That was not 6 minutes. It was like 11 minutes of like hellacious activity for a guy that's wearing his mask, carrying 30 pounds of bread in his backpack. So, anyways, that's my story. I'm sticking with it. We made my flight. We made it home. Everything was good. And then we froze the product immediately, and everybody was happy. So
it was worth it in the end.
don't pack 30 pounds of bread. You'll be all good. That's my story, guys. So
if you need me to send you Wawa pretzels, I can. I think it would be a lot less stressful.
You know, Jenny, once I started rolling, I was like, yeah, I could bring that back. You guys know my personality. Like, I'm going to go and do, oh my gosh, I could have filled like a duffel bag. I'm going to send you a picture and I'll post it in Edcot. So if you want to see this comic relief of what I imported back, you'll see it there. So anyways,